Amid allegations of sexual abuse, the privately run Tornillo Tent City Migrant Detention Center is now empty. The Trump administration announced a decision to close the facility that has been under scrutiny for its treatment of detainees. Allegations of sexual abuse have brought detention to an already controversial place. In September of 2018, a youth care worker was charged with molestation at the Casa Cocopelli Migrant Shelter near Mesa, Arizona. The employee, who was HIV positive, molested 7 migrant boys between the ages of 15 and 17. The abuses often happened during check-ins, which were scheduled every 15 minutes. This worker, along with many others, had gone months without a proper background check. In 2017, a youth care worker at a Florida facility was sentenced to 10 years in prison for sending photos of herself and requesting sex from a 15-year-old boy. In 2013, a Guatemalan migrant boy was sexually assaulted by older teenagers at a facility in New York. Allegations of sexual abuse are first reported to local police. The center was met with criticism as the Federal Protective Service, the agency that was left in charge of handling crimes within the facility, lacked the experience to properly investigate sexual assault cases. Typically, the FPS specializes in providing security to federal buildings or investigating bomb threats. Often, FPS will interview victims at the facility, and there are concerns that many detainees do not report abuse because it could impact their legal status. Several of the cases that led to prosecution were reported by ProPublica, a nonprofit investigative journalism outlet, which reported that the perpetrator of the crime at the Arizona shelter, along with several others, did not go through a proper background check. The staff member convicted of molestation at the Southwest Key facility in Arizona had gone months without a background check. The worker, who was hired in May of 2016, did not submit fingerprints until September of that year with the Department of Public Safety. Many workers for Southwest Key had no background working with children. ProPublica reviews police reports of abuse allegations. In July, ProPublica reported that police responded to allegations of abuse of migrant children at over 100 shelters. Following the closure of Tornillo facility, the migrants must now be transferred to other facilities or released to family members. This puts increasing strain on shelters tackling how to deal with abuse, many of which are at capacity and overcrowding. Tornillo opened in June of last year near the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso County, Texas, in response to the border crisis. The current detention system houses 14,600 children with a staff of about 2,000. Tornillo accommodated 2,800 children in 100 tents. Over a 7-month span of operation, a total of 6,000 unaccompanied children stayed at the tent city. Tornillo was not licensed as a child care facility and therefore not under the state of Texas regulations. There is a general concern with private agencies running the shelter with inadequate oversight. One of the largest operators of migrant shelters is Southwest Key, a nonprofit based in Texas, which has received $955 million in federal contracts to operate shelters. The Tornillo camp was operated by the San Antonio nonprofit BCSF and overseen by the Department of Health and Human Services. FBI background checks on employees, including fingerprint requirements, have in some cases been waived, and mental health practitioners are severely understaffed. This information was exposed by the Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services in December of 2018. When investigating the conditions of the centers. With KCSB's news, I'm Robert Stark.